Good afternoon.
Welcome back home, first of all.
Mate, it's always good to get back home. It's a very, very special place, Newcastle. You know, very special people as well. It's funny, I was trying to explain to my kids why they need to come back more often, you know.
You're here for the Craig Johnston Cup, which is on tomorrow. So tell us all about the Craig Johnston Cup, what it is and how it became.
I have a pretty strong philosophy on soccer, football, and how you should play and how you should train. I've been sick for a couple of years, had some illness issues. And whenever you get really, really sick, you tend to ask questions you've never asked of yourself before. You know, who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going to? And, you know, when you get to my age, 54, you say, okay, well, what am I going to leave behind as a legacy? So you start thinking all of those things, and I just was thinking, you know, stuck in the house for 8 or 9 months, recuperating. I just started thinking how lucky I was to have such a charmed life, an interesting life, and, you know, I think I'm a product of where I grew up, which was Lake Macquarie, Spears Point, Bullaroo, catch the train out to Nobby's Beach, have a surf, play cricket on a, you know, on a Saturday morning, play soccer for Lake Macquarie and New Lambton, and I just feel very charmed, and then to be able to go to England and play for the mighty Liverpool Football Club and win a bunch of trophies, and it's just a brilliantly wonderful life I've had, and I'm very grateful for it. And then you start to think, oh, well, what does it really mean? And you think, well, about all the fight and the struggle, and where everybody said you'll never make it. My school teachers, all my soccer coaches, famous and otherwise, said you'll never make it. And I proved them all wrong. I worked harder than everyone else around me. And I think if you're a Newcastle boy, you're of working class stock, and you understand the value of hard work and effort and energy and staying back late and head down, bottom up kind of thing. That's how I managed to achieve, you know, a lot of things in life. And it's that lesson as the legacy I want to leave. So to answer your question, this isn't a soccer tournament. It's actually a skills tournament, because They named the Craig Johnston Cup after me when I was, you know, quite ill. I said, oh, okay, nobody's ever named anything after me before, so, you know, no harm, I guess. And then when I started getting better, I said, well, there's too much normal soccer being played and there's not enough people focused on skills. So basically, the tournament is now a skills competition.
It was actually started by your old school, Boorigal High, is that right?
That's right, that's right. And a lady called Sharon phoned me, and again, you know, I was pretty down in the dumps, and she said, we want to name this cup after you. And I said, yeah, what a nice gesture, and I'd be honoured, you know. So it was a high school soccer tournament. Now it's a high school skills tournament.
And it's taking place at Yallingha Park, which is in South Cardiff, tomorrow between 9 and 2.30, is that right?
That's right, yep. So it's five high schools. And there was five soccer teams, Boorigal, Lake Macquarie High School, Toronto, Morisset, Warners Bay, Gateshead and West Falls End. And now there's 10 teams, because we're splitting the teams in half, and we're playing actually six-a-side tournaments. And then we're doing dribbling, passing and shooting races.
There might be a couple of socceroos amongst that lot. You never know, Craig.
Well, you know what? People often say, you know, where are you going to find the next Socceroos and the next great, you know, generation of Australian soccer players? And I got this theory that you don't find them, you actually make them, or you find something within the kids that makes themselves better on a daily basis. And that was my firm belief, that if you want to do anything in life, you know, be it soccer, rugby, cricket, surfing, you know, if you want to be good at school, if you want to be a good citizen, you know, and better to your parents, you've got to work at this stuff on a daily basis. And then you have long and short-term achievable projects in your life. And I think that gives you discipline. And the ultimate message is here, if you've got a plan to do the things you enjoy doing and you want to be a better person and you want to be a happier, fulfilled person, then you kind of have to have a plan in life. And if you have a plan and you organize yourself, then you become a lot happier. And again, it's really weird, but when you're 54 years old, you think, well, what's life all about? You know, what was I really here for? What does it all mean? It's funny, it doesn't matter what you've won in life. It's who you did it with.
No, you're exactly right. And it makes a lot of sense that it must give you a real nice feeling inside to be able to put something into the community that was so much a part of your formative years.
That's exactly it. You know, you've got to give something back. And as I say, what's the use of the fight and the struggle if you can't take those hard-earned lessons and pass them on to, you know, the youth in the community? You know, there's no point in your struggle and your fight if you can't pass that on. I think sport is such a wonderful way of teaching kids discipline and manners and teamwork and community. You know, sport to me means community. And, you know, we've got a great, great, great town here with a great heritage and history. And the community is basically everything. And you got a happy community, you got happy people. And I just figured out when I was, like I say, really, really sick, that happiness is so fundamentally important, and self-fulfillment and self-esteem, you know. And I do go around and I see kids, you know, just the wrong side of the law, you know, just the wrong side of drinking and drugs and you know, and all of that stuff that makes you depressed and sad, and it makes me sad to see it, you know. And coming back home, I just think, you know, this is the most wonderful place on earth.
You're dead right, Craig. How is your health now?
Better, a lot better than I was. Hopefully all those problems are gone, you know, and if I can tell you, it was skin cancer that got into my nervous system, so I kept popping up everywhere.
Yep.
Some really serious radiation. And too close to my brain stem, by the way, on my face it was. So not that was that many brains to kill anyway, but it was too close for comfort, I must say, and that radiation is pretty awful stuff.
But you got through it because you're a fighter and you've been down that road before, Craig, and it's great to have you back. And I think this is a wonderful initiative that's being set up tomorrow. The Craig Johnston Cup, I'm sure it'll be a massive success. If people want to go down there, say hello to you, get a picture, I'm sure you'll be obliging. Yallingar Park, South Cardiff, between 9 and 2:30 tomorrow.
That's it. And good to speak to you again. And by the way, congratulations on Arsenal's victory in the FA Cup. I know you're a big gooner.
I am.
So well done. And again, you know, Arsene Wenger stuck to his guns, and he's a good man.
He's a great man.
Yeah. And he got a plan, and he's executed it. So rather than drifting along on the wind, just not knowing what you're doing, you know, find out what you love, make a plan, get better. That's what I think life is all about. It just makes happier people and happier communities, and that's what I think life is really about.
And it is. Craig Johnston, as always, a pleasure talking to you. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.